Dalvin Cook has officially been released by the Minnesota Vikings. Where would we like to see him land for your dynasty teams? All that and more, this episode of the Locked On Dynasty Football Podcast.
You are Locked On Dynasty Football, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Here are your hosts, Marcus Mosher and Kate Madjuk.
Welcome back to the Locked On Dynasty Football Podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. We'd like to thank you for making us your first listen of the day. Today's episode is brought to you by Bird Dogs. Go to birddogs.com/LockedOnNFL, and when you enter promo code LockedOnNFL, they'll throw in a free custom Bird Dogs Yeti-style tumbler with every order. I am your host, Marcus Mosher. You can follow me on Twitter at Marcus_Mosher. Joining me today, as always, is Kate Madjuk. You can follow her on Twitter at Kate Madjuk. Kate, right before we jumped on the show, Dalvin Cook was announced that he's being released, potentially traded, which won't happen, by the Minnesota Vikings. What were your first thoughts when you heard the news?
Alexander Madison.
We'll get to him. We'll save him.
That's my first thought. That's my first thought. But like generally speaking, my first instinct is like, holy moly, like how quickly it is such a big reminder of like just the running back market, right? Like, Look at the available free agents right now, Marcus. We've got Ezekiel Elliott. It's like a graveyard for your 2017 fantasy teams. Dalvin Cook, Kareem Hunt, Leonard Fournette, Ezekiel Elliott. It's kind of crazy how quickly these running backs lose value, both for fantasy and in real life. Now, there is, you know, some potential that Dalvin Cook finds a suitable landing spot. He's been heavily linked to the Miami Dolphins, which, like, by all accounts, should be a high-scoring offense. There should be a lot of scoring opportunities. Now,
I'm a little dubious about that one, by the way.
Tell me.
I think there's a couple things factoring in here. It sounds like before Miami tried to maybe trade for him this offseason, and then they were turned off by some stuff. Remember, Dalvin Cook went to Florida State. I think there's some stuff there that maybe Miami was a little bit worried about. But on top of that, they brought back Raheem Mostert. They brought back Jeff Wilson, and they drafted Devin Achane with their second pick in this year's draft. Like, could they use somebody like Dalvin Cook? Sure. But I also don't see them giving a lot of money to him as well.
Do you think there's anywhere that Dalvin Cook does get a bag? Because that's my biggest question mark. Is there really anywhere where we can picture Dalvin Cook getting a bag? Because I think the market, generally speaking, feels pretty dry right now. Like maybe your Dallas Cowboys, currently ranked third in available cap space, according to SpoTrack. You know, obviously, you've got Tony Pollard, which is fantastic, but not a lot of depth behind Tony Pollard. Yeah. Now you have a high caliber running back who, yes, is aging, but if you can get him on a decent deal, maybe not so bad. But like the market is kind of poo poo, Marcus. Yeah.
I've got three teams that I'm going to mention, and you tell me which one that you think gives Dalvin Cook the biggest dynasty bump. So the first one is the Broncos. That's the team that has been mentioned the most frequently with Cook. We know that Samaje Perine signed there. We know that Javonte Williams might not be ready for the start of the season, and Sean Payton's just never worried about spending money. So I could potentially could see that. What are your thoughts on the Broncos?
I think that's a very artificially timed, artificial bump. Like we might see a bump just based on immediate value and in the fact that he's going to probably touch the ball a lot. But the concern for me would be that this is definitely going to be a very temporary bump in value. Just with the fact, like Javonte Williams, he might take time to, get back to the field at all, but then get back to 100%. But we know that when he's 100%, he is a better running back than Dalvin Cook is at this point in his career.
Yeah, I would agree. The other one, the one that I think makes a lot of sense just because of this team being in the Super Bowl window are the Buffalo Bills, right? He could reunite with his brother, James Cook, and kind of have that be their backfield and Damien Harris just be the goal line back. What do you think about him in Buffalo?
I like the idea. I like it a lot for the Buffalo Bills in particular, but not so much for the dynasty value of Dalvin Cook and like what he actually could potentially score. There are a lot of bodies there in Buffalo, and suddenly you have to worry about, you know, Damien Harris on the goal line. You have to worry about James Cook as a receiver. Like suddenly you're looking at this team, which has definitely, you know, leaned pass heavy, ranked 20th in rush attempts last year. And a lot of those rush attempts come from their quarterback, which maybe we see a decrease there. But I worry that Dalvin Cook, like from a workload standpoint, would just dilute every asset on that team further.
I think both of those landing spots would decrease his dynasty value and just his redraft value, because he would be going into committees at best, and there's just not a clear path to a bunch of work. However, here's what I think is going to happen, and I want your thoughts on this. I think all the teams that everybody's mentioning, I think are interested, but what I think will happen is somebody is going to swap out their current running back for Dalvin Cook. And it's a team that probably hasn't been mentioned, you know, in connection with him, because they have to wait for him to become available. So my thought on this is, why wouldn't a team like the Bengals sign Dalvin Cook to, let's say, a one-year $6 million deal, right? Well, I'm just making this up. And then release Joe Mixon, who's got some off-the-field stuff and started to look like a declining player. They could save $10 million by cutting Joe Mixon, and now you've saved yourself $4 million, and I think you've upgraded at the running back position.
That's 100% my favorite fit, by far. Like, by far. Like, you say started to decline. Like, Joe Mixon has never been an overly efficient running back, and Dalvin Cook has always been a much better running back than Joe Mixon, I think, at both stages of where they're at in their careers. That seems to me like the best, immediate landing spot. Like you said, even if it's a 1 year deal, like that's probably the one backfield that you can look and say like, okay, he's probably got this to himself.
Yep.
And so I definitely think that from a financial standpoint, it makes a lot of sense with the Bengals. I think they're getting an upgrade,
for money saved.
Yeah. Like
And I said 1 year, $60 million. There's a chance it's even less than that. Maybe it's 1 year, $4.5 million with some incentives. I don't think the Bengals want to move on from Joe Mixon unless they get a comparable player. And I just don't think, and I agree with them, I don't think like Leonard Fournette and Ezekiel Elliott at this stage in their careers are comparable players, but Dalvin Cook is.
Yep. I like that. Bengals right now rank 11th in available cap space. But do you think this looming contract for Joe Burrow is going to impact any sort of moves they might make in the interim?
Probably not, but this actually would help you, right? You save a little bit of cap space, you could roll it over to next year, or you could bank it and use it to get T. Higgins signed to a contract extension. So that's another reason why I think the Bengals make sense. Really quickly, before we kind of move on and talk about some of the other pieces to this, Dalvin Cook currently being drafted as RB24 in dynasty leagues. Are you buying him now before we find the landing spot, or are you kind of just waiting to see what happens?
I'm probably just going to wait to see what happens. I'm not going to be heavily invested in Dalvin Cook because, again, we look at the market as we just did, and it's kind of like Bengals or bust for him.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'll probably look to move on from him in the very couple of leagues that I have him, just because of the fact that, you know, you might bank on this upside and that one potential landing spot. But again, it really has to be that one fit for this to all work out the way that you want it to as a dynasty manager.
All right, Kay, let's talk about Alexander Mattison and now what his ADP is going to look like, what his role with the Vikings is going to be this season next. This episode is brought to you by Bird Dogs. Bird Dogs make you look so good. Bird Dog stretch khaki shorts are designed to fit slimmer through the thigh and the leg, giving you a truly sculpted look. Bird Dog shorts do the exact same thing as Lululemon, but they just fit way better. They fit way better than regular shorts that are made of a stiff, restricting cotton. Bird Dogs fixed this issue by inventing cloud knit fabric that looks just like khakis, but feels and stretches so much better, so you get a way slimmer fit without having to sacrifice movement. Bird Dogs uses anti-stink, sweat-wicking fabric that keeps you cool and dry all day long. I absolutely love my Bird Dog shorts. I wear them golfing all the time, but I will tell you, the sweatpants, I can't even describe how awesome they are. I absolutely love them. They are phenomenal. Right now, you can go to birddogs.com/LockedOnNFL and enter promo code LockedOnNFL for a free Yeti-style tumbler with your order. That is birddogs.com/LockedOnNFL for a free Yeti-style tumbler. You won't want to take your Bird Dogs off. We promise you. Please go check out the sweatpants. I promise you're not going to regret it. We want to thank you for making Locked On Dynasty your first listen every day. Every day, we're going to continue with our NFC West preview on Monday, so make sure you guys tune in for that. But, Kate, let's talk about Alexander Mattison, who is now the clear-cut starter in Minnesota. The Vikings did sign him to a contract extension this offseason, showing a little bit of faith in him. He's being drafted as RB37. How much higher do we see his ADP move up over the next few weeks?
I don't know, attach a rocket to it and let's just see how far that puppy flies. Like Alexander Mattison, I was honestly kind of surprised that we didn't see more of a steady increase in his ADP over the last couple of months, because the writing was on the wall. Like, there has been no secret that this team was looking to move on to Dalvin Cook, or on from Dalvin Cook. And like, simply put, there's no downside in investing in a player like Alexander Mattison. With and without Dalvin Cook on the field, like, I mean, his splits are absolutely incredible. 75% run rushing market share in games without Dalvin Cook, averaging over 20 PPR points per game without Dalvin Cook on the field over the last three seasons. Like, this, he was signed to an extension as a lead running back. That's yep. The reports we got, like, they had every intention of having him as their starter for the 2022 season. And I mean, Marcus, like, we've seen him, you know, be incredibly, incredibly efficient, right? Like, we've seen him be able to catch balls out of the backfield, 4.5 targets per game without Dalvin Cook, 3.8 receptions, over 100 scrimmage yards per game, can score touch. Like, what is it that Alexander Mattison isn't offering you as
speed?
A dynasty at? Speed is less important for the running back position, though, than it is, you know.
But I think that's what it is. I think that's the difference between him and Dalvin Cook, is there's just not this ability to break long runs. And I think I agree with you. Like, it's not all that important from a dynasty perspective, but you're going to have to rely more on volume. Good thing is,
which we can do.
Yeah.
Almost 20 rush attempts per game in those six games without Dalvin Cook. Like, he is the workhorse without Dalvin Cook on the field. So what aren't we getting out of Alexander Mattison? He's 24 years old. Like, why wouldn't we want to invest in Alexander Mattison? Because
the situation's great, right?
Situation is perfect. And I would be very surprised if we did not see Dalvin Cook perform as a top 15 running back in 2023. And who knows? Like, they wanted to bring him back. They brought him back on a one-year deal. Like, maybe we see him stick around a little bit longer, because he's slower Dalvin Cook light. Like, and slower, more affordable Dalvin Cook light.
Here's the issue why I don't think I'm buying Alexander Mattison. Because I know his price is going to go up. He's going to be expensive, right? It's the one-year deal, as you mentioned. He'll be 25 before the season begins. The Vikings didn't give him a ton of money, and I don't think there was a ton of interest in him in the free agent market. to me, it feels very much like this is going to be a one-year audition, and they're either going to draft a running back next year, sign somebody else, or maybe we just see a more Ty Chandler, which we'll get to in a second. I think the workload is going to be massive. I mean, there's just no way around it, right? This is an offense that's, you know, pretty efficient. He's been efficient. It's just, how do you value a guy that might only be in this role for 1 year? I don't know.
I mean, I think that depends. I say it all the time. It goes back to, where is your team at in the dynasty process? Are you an immediate contender? Because suddenly Alexander Mattison becomes one of the more valuable players that you can get as a 1 year loaner. Your valuing of Alexander Mattison increases exponentially. If you are a team that's in rebuild mode and you have Alexander Mattison, you stashed him, yes, you absolutely need to move on.
Again, Alexander Mattison being drafted and ranked right around RB37. Players ahead of him include Tajay Spears, Roschon Johnson, Brian Robinson, Kendre Miller, AJ Dillon, James Cook. I'm assuming you'd take Alexander Mattison over almost all those guys.
Almost. I'll take my guy Kendre Miller. Just old family friend, old favorite here. But yeah, I think I want Alexander Mattison, because I do think, like, you know, we talked about what James Conner's value is. Like, okay, well, you know, you're getting pretty much a 1 year loaner, right? But that can be incredibly valuable depending on your situation. And there are times where, man, I don't know.
I'm zagging here. I just looked at Dynasty League Football. I saw some of the recent trades. These are from the last 2 or 3 days, and I only imagine they're going to go up. There has been 3 different trades in which Alexander Mattison has been traded for a 2024 first round pick. If I have Alexander Mattison, I'm doing that all day long.
Yeah, that's pretty hard.
Those are tough moves. Here's another one. Alexander Mattison for a Javonte Williams and a second round pick. I'll take the second round pick and Javonte Williams.
I do think it's dependent on, could Alexander Mattison be the final piece in your contending roster? If the answer is yes, then you pull a Rams. And if it's not, if you're projected to be a contender, hopefully that pick is the 112, right?
Yep.
And in that case, Alexander Mattison, you know, helping you win a championship might be worth it. I lean the picks. But I just want to stress so heavily that, like, it is so situational. Like,
yeah,
his value to you is so dependent on where in the world you are in your build.
I would agree with that. I want to ask you about some of the other running backs on Minnesota's roster, because if you're kind of like me and you're not all the way on Alexander Mattison, this is a good time to buy some of the other running backs on the roster, or maybe you buy somebody else on this offense that isn't a running back. We'll talk about that next. All right, Kate. So if you're not buying Alexander Mattison, you probably have to pick between one of the other 3 running backs on this Vikings team. It's Dwayne McBride, who the Vikings selected in the 7th round. It's Ty Chandler, or it's Kenny Ngwangu, who they drafted as really a kick returner back 3 years ago now. If you had to put a chip on one of these running backs, which one would you pick?
I do think you have to put a chip on one of them. Marcus, this one's hard. I think even despite the draft capital, I lean Dwayne McBride. I felt like he was a really good value in the 7th round for them. And like, just looking at the rest of the picks, right? So Ty Chandler, kind of a smaller running back, 5'11", 204, relatively smaller hands, also doesn't have, particular draft capital, was drafted 5th round, pick 26. In 2022. Now, I don't think that any of these guys pose tremendous upside on their own, but I do think if we're looking at a player who, you know, you might say gets a few carries per game, and then has a chance to take over a workhorse role in terms of like injury, what have you. I like Dwayne McBride best as a prospect. I think he's got, you know, the best kind of overall profile in terms of like vision, in terms what he can
do. I just
think
he needs a little bit of time though, right? Like he's going to need some time to work on his pass protection and receiving ability because he had more career fumbles than receptions in college.
Yeah.
It's not great.
not good, but hey, you know, like has some really, you know, exciting aspects to his game that make him an elusive running back, ranked third in yards after contact in 2022, second in yards after contact per attempt, 19th in missed forced tackles from attempt, 27 carries of 15 or more yards. Like he's elusive, and definitely needs reps as a, you know, in the passing game. But I mean, it's really hard to argue with 1,700 rushing yards, 19 rushing touchdowns in his final season. Like he was so productive. He was efficient, 7.2 yards per carry in his career. And you go back to like just the size, the build. I was really surprised he fell as far as he did. And I think that if we're betting on talent paired with potential opportunity, I'll take McBride.
I think that's the way I would do it as well. The good thing is he's so cheap. You can get him for free. He's probably even available in a lot of your leagues right now if you've already done your rookie drafts. So I tend to agree with you there. I will say the one player on this offense that I think can benefit the most now that Dalvin Cook is gone for me is Jordan Addison. Like Justin Jefferson role, it is what it is, right? I think TJ Hawkinson might even get a little bit of a slight bump because we might see more, you know, red zone targets for him, but it's Jordan Addison. I could just see him getting, you know, 10, 15 more targets, even than what we projected. He's being drafted as wide receiver 23. And every time I look at my rankings, I'm like, man, I got to put him higher. I'm putting him ahead of Chris Godwin. I'm putting him ahead of DJ Moore. I'm even putting him ahead of Michael Pittman now. So I think Addison in an offense that might be even more pass happy than it was last year, could fully support two receivers and a tight end.
Love that. And how about that TJ Hawkinson? Like, I think all of these pass catchers in Minnesota are going to get theirs. You know, I think this is, it's weird because Dalvin Cook has been sort of a cornerstone of this offense, but I do think that this is step one in them kind of changing the face of what we're going to see. I
think they wanted to be balanced last year, in which they were. They were one of the best offenses in the league last year. I do wonder, like, are we just going to see more of a committee and more of, hey, we've got these awesome weapons, you know, Justin Jefferson, Addison, and Hawkinson. Let's just let Kirk Cousins throw the ball a little bit more.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. That is it for today's show. We want to thank you for tuning in. Kate, you and I will be back on Monday to talk about the Seattle Seahawks, who are one of the most interesting offenses going into the 2023 season. So make sure you tune in for that. As a reminder, we are free and available on all platforms. Check out our show on YouTube, Locked On Dynasty Football, over there. You can follow Kate on Twitter at Kate Majuk. I'm at Marcus_Mosier. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you right back here on Monday.